to Coog with McCarthy in support on the inside. He takes the reverse pass and dashes 20 yards to touchdown between the posts.
Welcome to another edition of Rabbitohs Radio. My name is Grant Chappell, and I'm not joined by anyone today. I'm in studio on my own. It is Team List Wednesday. Apologies we couldn't get one out yesterday, Team List Tuesday. Quite busy between myself and Brownie. Brownie's been called into work today. He's on Arvo's, I'm on Dave's, so it was pretty tough to collaborate and get something going. So I will battle on all by myself here. Site Pizza, I got a big giveaway. You might have noticed some of that on our socials. We're pretty lucky to have them on board. If you listen to the recap of the Charity Shield, you would have heard that. And basically, all you got to do is jump on our Instagram page, follow Rabbitohs Radio Podcast, follow Site Pizza Bar and Site Pizza Maroubra. They've got two separate Instagram pages. Tag a friend in the comments. The more friends you tag, the more entries you get. So don't hold back. And a bonus point if you wanted to share it in your stories. Terms and conditions. One pizza can be redeemed per week. The prizes are valued up to $1,500. So make sure you jump in and get on board there because they had great pizzas. We had dinner there last night. I had some pasta. Brownie had some pizza. And, mate, that was absolutely fantastic. Enjoyed every minute of it. So don't be shy. Get down there and have a crack. The boys are all over in Vegas. They had to go on two separate planes because there wasn't enough room, business class. I'm sure they had a nice rest on the way over there. They settled down in San Diego, wet, rainy, cold San Diego. And I'm sure they're looking to settle in and get some training done, get over that flight. It's a pretty tough flight. From all reports, probably about 20 hours door-to-door. So it's pretty taxing on the bodies. Get over there early, settle in. Start to work up those combinations leading into round one, Vegas. Couple of boys went on the plane there. Jai Gray's done enough, and Jacob Gaygai, I think they've done enough in the trials. Tane Milne, I believe he wasn't originally named to go over there, but forced his way into that squad with some pretty good back-to-back performances up there against Manly in Gosford, and I thought he was really strong in the Charity Shield. Couple of try assists, and capped off by that ripper kick right after the full-time siren. Couple of blokes unlucky, in my opinion, to miss out. Thomas Fletcher had a huge preseason. Split his eye in that second half. I think it was pretty early in the second half. He played the whole 40 minutes. He's a great young talent. Got a huge future. The young fella's just got to keep his chin up and remain patient. I'm sure he's going to have plenty more opportunities going forward. He wasn't even able to play in that Dogs game. He still could be a late inclusion. Depends on how that eye heals up. Quite an ordinary wound there. The other one's Dion Tuiopa, who's also had a great preseason. The big, strong, running 5'8", halfback. He pulled a calf muscle a couple of days out before the Charity Shield, so wasn't able to play. So we're plagued by bloody calf injuries, but that's the way it goes. A couple of the suspended boys, Liver Havili and Jackie Whiten, they took their place. They're heading over to Vegas, so look out for them to prepare up our boys as good as possible. We're going to look at Team List Wednesday. Going to get that side up and have a sticky beak through it. Look, just gazing over it, you're not going to know a lot of the names unless you're a hardcore South fan. And I dare say a lot of the Roosters fans wouldn't know most of their players, but we'll go through it anyway. Braden Burns coming off that double, the veteran outside back. He's going to jump in and play some fullback. Leon Tahau, top 30 squad member the last 2 years, coming off a pretty good performance in the Charity Shield and very strong up there against Manly last week. Adam Christensen, the try scorer in our first trial match up there at Gosford. Lenny Skelton in the centres. Jude Saldanhar, a recruit down from the Gold Coast last year, played a bit of flag. He gets an opportunity. Bailey Bentley Harpe plays 5'8". Jarrett Sublu, number 7. Brock Gray, Yilin Gordon are the props. Ryan Gray, the former Australian schoolboy, at hooker. Malia Chan Foon and Nicholas Halilo. He's down from North Queensland, one of those North Queensland players from the Blackhawks. They're going to be in the back row. Matty French, the big strong lock forward, is going to be getting a run there at jumper number 13. The famous Mundine family, one of the great athletes in the last 30 years to come out of Australia. Champion boxer, outstanding rugby league player. He gets an opportunity after a fair preseason. CJ Mundine, very explosive player like his father. Kay Maloney, the front rower on the bench. Chasey Chapman, back rower. Tyson Hodge, another front rower. And also another forward there, Kalen Miller, probably unfamiliar to a lot of the fans. He's a Fiji international, quite a strong-looking fella. And one of the most impressive guys in the preseason for Jersey Flag, Noah Reed. Family lives up there on the Central Coast. Former Parramatta Flag player last year. He gets an opportunity. Louis Grosmy, who's been with us for a couple of seasons. He's a very fit and athletic forward. And Aidan Doolan, hooker, English hooker, who has played a lot of opposed sessions against Damian Cook and Peter Mamazelis. Probably third in line in the depth chart, if you're going to say that. So quite a decent lineup there, named by the Rabbitohs. If you gaze over the Roosters side, Ethan Clark-Wood, decent centre there from the Reggies last year. Xavier Va'a, strong front rower, still pretty young. Dylan Napa, the veteran front rower, he lines up as he's back in the Chookies colours. And if we go right down the extended bench, one to look out for, star of the Roosters Jersey Flag side last year, Laperouse boy here, Al Holton. He's a fantastic young hooker, one that got away, you might say. Not sure how this one will pan out. Going off a form guide, we were beaten by 60-odd points against Manly, but Manly named it quite a strong side, so I'm expecting this one to be quite competitive at 6 p.m. at Belmore. Now, we haven't played a trial match against the Roosters since the 90s. Very rare that we play a trial match against the Roosters, but being one of the Vegas sides in round one, it's probably fair that we played the Roosters. We wouldn't give any of the other sides a run if they're going to have their full side in. So that would be the reason why they have done that. Anyone looking to get out there early. Parking can be pretty tough around Belmore. Not the best place to park. And I'm sure plenty of the crew from the borough, whoever's not going over Vegas, will be there. I still haven't made up my mind whether I'm going to go there or not. I'm 50-50. Breaking news, I have decided to go over to Vegas now. Bit of a last-minute thing. Me and the bride are going to pop over for a couple of days and get our eyes on that stadium. Looking forward to it. Logistically, I've still got to tick a few boxes, but yeah, should be a lot of fun getting over there with some mates. And Brownie's going to be over there. And there are plenty of mates from around Maroubra and the Malabar area and out here at Little Bay. And obviously, all them hardcore fans like Joshy Kemp, they're all heading over. So look forward to seeing you guys over there shortly. We might just chuff off to our first little break here on Rabbitohs Radio. All right, back with the Pathways Report, and that is brought to you by the Juniors Group of Clubs. It looks like it's a, wouldn't say it was a triple header because there's four games, so a quadruple header there this Sunday, the 25th of February, at the home of the South Sydney Rabbitohs, Redfern Oval. And it all kicks off at about 10 a.m. with our Harold Matthews side. That's the under-18s. We're coming up against the Warriors there. Warriors are always pretty strong sides. Looks like Coach Yoni has made a couple of changes after a few losses. He's brought in Josh Ballard, Dylan Alanatoa, also Keone Tsitsios, and also Maxi Giolo. So he's made a few changes there after coming up with a couple of... Look, we were supposed to beat Manly. Manly haven't won a lot of games in that grade, so they've come out and pulled our pants down. Our completion rate was pretty poor. That's where the game was won and lost. We seemed to get down the other end, no dramas, but just could not get that final pass over or build that pressure by holding on to the ball. So the boys will be looking to flip the switch there. little change up in the halves, a third different halves combo in 4 weeks. So Tomoko Berriman Duff is in the seven. And now we've got Kingston Cruz Lake. He was like an outside back, fullback that we recruited from Parramatta. He's quite an athlete. He's very quick. I watched a trial match up there at Penrith where he was beaten on the inside, but he turned and chased the guy down, so he's got plenty of speed. 10 a.m., jersey flag if you're looking to do that one. And then the next game on the schedule is the SG Ball. That's on at 11:30 with the boys. So the two boys' games are on first this week, and the two girls will be on second. And they have made a couple of little changes there. Looks like Sione Lolohua, who's been pretty strong, and Yasin Kusko, Panisi Rizali, they're all out due to various reasons, and they brought a couple of new fellas in. Daniel Wright's on the wing, coming off a double, and Samuel Taylor jumps in a hooker. He's been playing 5-8. They've got Tylan Black Berriman, the cousin of Tomoko in the previous team, so they've just mixed it up a little bit there. Harrison Rook's one to look out for. From the Rook family out here at La Perouse, fantastic defenders. Matthew Rook, wow, copybook tackler. They're up against pretty strong Warriors side, but coming off a good win, I expect them to have a decent showing there and should have a good result. The Lisa Fiola, that's the under-17 women's. We're playing the Bulldogs. The Bulldogs are very strong in every grade in the pathways this year. Made a couple of changes there. Katia Duff's out. And they brought a couple other players in there. They're coming off a good win. Also, the next one is Tasha Gale, coming off a big touch-up last week. So they'll be looking to turn the tables there. They're on at 3 o'clock. Just gazing over the team list there. Made a couple of changes. They brought in Mackenzie Schultz. Phoenix Williams, who is the daughter of Joe Williams, had a decent pre-season, but obviously been a little bit disappointed that she's had a few injuries, but I look for her to provide a bit of a spark there. So if you get a chance, get out there, please. If you want to go back and listen to our previous episode, we broke down that Charity Shield, and we also had a nice little rendition, punk rendition of Glory Glory on the back end of that. I'd like to thank our sponsors here on Rabbitohs Radio Podcast. South Juniors, NG Farrow Real Estate, Bunnaby Water, Darrell Lee, Great Confectionery Company, Blast Pit, there's a gym down here, Recovery Centre, Oz Snow, biggest tour operator in the Southern Hemisphere, Ramos Bricklaying, family owned and operating business, Loan Market, that's Adam Sanson, Loan Market Finance, any of your finance needs, you can call him on 0451 810 145, and Site Peter. We thank all our sponsors for getting behind us, and up Mighty Rabbit.
Again working the forwards, Grant sends to Coop with McCarthy in support on the inside. He takes the reverse pass and dashes 20 yards to touchdown between the posts.
Slight one-handed pass back for Fenwick. Back